We are learning Masechta Shkalim, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Yotessam Abayz. It's really the second to last line, end of the line. Rav Nochas Letaman. Rav came back to Bavel. Rav was first in Bavel, they went to Arzal a little bit, they came back to Bavel. And he came back, Chamton Makilin. He saw that in certain places, the places especially where he settled, they were very makel on certain things, and therefore he had to be extra machmer, v'chamer alehem. And the Gemara gives some two mises, which brings out this point: how Rav was machmer on the people did. Chad bar Nash Ozel boyi meshizga askofsa. On top of the chaf amalaf, he took meat to wash it in the river. He took like a bunch of meat to wash in the river. Boyi meshizga askofsa v'goyi nahara. But interesting, he forgot it there, and Ozel and he left. Almighty, he remembered he forgot his meat by the water. Chazar came back to the water to pick up his meat, and it's still there. Gevaldik. Boyim Misivni wanted to take it. Amalei Rav told him, Asalach, you cannot take this meat anymore. You left it unattended. You can't take the meat. Why, what's the chash? The Na'amar, Ahishat of Nahara, maybe the kosher meat was taken away by the Nahar. I, there's no new meat there. Va'aisi Chur de Nevela, and brought instead, Chur de Nevela Tachta, brought instead of it, non-kosher meat, Nevela. So therefore you can't eat it. This was a Chumrosh to cover because Lamaisa, what's the chance of that happening? But Lamaisa, he was machmer, they shouldn't keep meat unattended. He was machmer on them that if you come back and the meat was left unattended, now your choshesh is new meat, it's different meat, and the new meat is the vela, and therefore it will be awesome. And it's not a mice like that. Dr. Maisa, some person was walking in the street with his groceries, with his meat. Ta'in Kupar is holding a piece of meat. Also Daisa, a vulture came, a daya, they have it in Parashat Shmini, one of the non-kosher birds, came a daya, v'chatif semine, and he grabbed the meat from him, v'talax, and he dropped it. Oh, so he ran after it to go get it. Chazabai, Masivni, want to go pick it up. Amli Rav, no. Also, it's also. Efsher, Amma, Boston Avela, Havatina, the daya was holding a Boston Avela. And when he took this one, he switched it and he dropped the nevela and kept the kosher meat. But and the daya went off with the kosher meat, so therefore you cannot eat it. Those are two maizes where Rav was machmer on basa shenas alim and ayin, basa that you don't see the whole time. So the Gemara Vaita, more maizes about this is not Rav, but more similar maizes. Ginoi shotav zikim. There's one time a flood, and the river Ginoi washed away a bunch of jugs of wine. And they found the jugs of wine. And Shaila was, is this the same wine? Also of the Kumer of Yitzchak, Rabbi Lezer, and he told them, Amma Yechakmun Shafaya Kitrehan, let the people who made the nuts to these barrels, to these like sacks of wine, let them check. If they have a tfias ayin on the knot, they say that's my knot, then it's good. Because that's a simon. But if not, it's not a simon. And taka, to this day, we samach on a simon or tfias ayin, that's a good simon. So here you have to make sure you have a simon on the wine, then it's kosher. Another story like that, Nuknika, which is also a type of barrel of wine, Ishtakach beknishta the buli. They found it in the shul of buli. Us of the Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, they came from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar, they said to him that is it kosher or not? What's the halacha with this? So we're not sure who dropped it off here. Is it kosher or not? So so Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Omar yichakmun sukuri avitam. The people who make dyes because they made a simon on this, a seal, they should tell you if this is their seal. Their seal, then it's good. If not. Again, you have to have a simon or tfi zayin to say that it's kosher. They found the streets of Gufsa, they found a roasted gedi, and it was Roy Bisraelim in this place, like we'll see. Betiru, and they were matet. And there's two shilas here. First of all, Alts Metzia, and also shilas, the kashrus aspect of the meat. And Mark explains why we were matet Mishum Metzia and why we were matet to eat it. The Tanya learned the Raisa, Hamatzam Yada Ari, you save something, an object from Ari, Miriada Gaius, from an army, Mashunas Hayam, from an overflowing river, Mashunas Hanar, from the Rowans, one's the ocean, one's the river, Vishrate Gedarla, Plate Gedarla, a big street or a big marketplace. Areel Shloy, anytime you find something in these places or your matzel from somewhere where it's getting washed away, there it's yours, Meshah Baila Misyashman. The Zavadoyis that the Baila will Miyayish, and therefore you let it keep it. That's number one. That's why Alts Metzia, you keep it, because you found it in the Sratia Gufta, which is the big marketplace of Gufta, which is a lot of people there. So Rosh Hashanah. And as they're eating it, Mishum Roy Mahachi Drachim, Mishum Shchitas Nachri. It means since Roy Mahachi Drachim Ayidin, so you're not worried about Shchitas Nachri. You're not worried it was Shechted by a non Jew, which makes it an Avela, and therefore it's Kasha. And the Gemara says that in Taka, the story was found out. It was Taka came from Yiddish house. Vishtakachim in the base Rebbe. It was Taka from base Rebbe, this piece of meat. So you see how Alocha Taka is true, and Taka was found as part of from Rebbe's household. The Gemara says, Vaita, Eagle de Guvna ishtakach bepundigo de Levi. They found a thing of cheese, a round circle of cheese, a brick of cheese, in the pundig of Levi, in Levi's hotel. V'tiru m'shem shnei dvar. They might have two reasons. M'shem etziyo, m'shem rei v'hachidrocho. M'shem etziyo, because here was a lot of rabbi in this hotel. The Tani Amatzim v'yad ha-gayis, v'yad ha-ri, m'shunas ha-mayim, m'shunas ha-nar, m'sratya g'doylo, m'platya g'doylo, ha-rei el-shaloy. It says that if you have a place where it's a shayla v'yish, because either it's for sure going to get washed away, there's a lot of people there, ha-rei el-shaloy, v'rei shabam v'yash mehem. Mishum Rei Ma'achid Rachim is Mishum Gvinas Nachri. You don't have to worry that's Gvina of a non-Jew. The Lachri is just like Cholav Akum is not kosher. Gvinas Akum is not kosher. Cheese of Akum. So here maybe it's Gvinas Akum. No, Rei Ma'achid Rachim. Rei Ma'achim and Levi's Pundik were Yidin, and therefore you go by Rei and you're allowed to eat it. And the Gemara says Taka. That's what happened. Mishtakum and Rav Lezer Rav Yesi. It was Taka or Lezer Rav Yesi's Gvina. It was found that it was really his Gvina and Taka was kosher Gvina. So last Gemara before the end of the before the next Mishnah says, this thing that you're saying, you're allowed to keep it, is it so pashut? I'm not mono kumi Rabbi Yisir. I'm not asking Rabbi Yisir. I see v'nach hamir rabbanam achrizim. I see if a rabbanam finds something in a marketplace, even though it's a rabbin, I see them being machriz it. They put up a sign, and the son has a simon, they give it back. So are you allowed to keep it, or you have to put up a sign? Amalei, at eina vos mashkachel and savis, if you found you wouldn't take it? Rav Yoina Avuch, your father Rav Yoina, le'amakein. He always used to say, Elama, he said, Halavai kanishkach nishkach min piyusha v'legoy. I wish I could find it in a place where there's a rabbin. So you see, your father Rav Yoina would keep it, so why are you being more machmir? You're asking me, oh, I see Rabbanu be machmir. What you should be mekel. Your father was mekel. But the Gemara ends off, afilu kein ashkach lo nosav. Still, if he found it, he didn't take it. And there's two pshatim in Tachachat, what it means. Either it means Rav Mona himself, he was still machmir. Or they say Rav Yoina himself, who used to say this, Lamaisa, we found in a place of Rabbim, he was Mekel. He was not Mekel, he was Machmer. The Tanakh of Phil Kane is Takach. The first one, Phil Hachi, show you Rug, Eloy Mahach, even though Rav Yoina used to say it, the Makomak of Pamach is Matsu Bechagan, and Lenos, we didn't take it. Inami, the Koya Rabbana. Abish Omru, Shem Ov, even the Tom of his father, show you Mekel, Badawa, Phil Hachi, Pamach is Matsu, also Lach Lamaisa, Lach Lamaisa, Lamaisa wasn't Mekel. Akaponim, the Iker, I didn't let him Mekel. You see from this Gemara, there's a Makom to do a fnim mishura sadin if it has a simon to give it back. It's just an important point. If it has no simon, you're not allowed to give it back because you're giving back to the wrong person. You grant it in this case, since it's yours, you can do it. It's yours. You can give it a ton to anyone you want. But there's no with no simon, then no mitzvah. It's not his. It's giving a guy a matana. So what we're talking about here is a simon, just as a het of yiyosh, and that was saying, okay, if you want, you have the right to give it back. That's fine. So the Zogtik Mishnah Vaita. Till now we're talking about either money or a dead animal. A dead animal, get a psul, even if it's a kachim, but after 2 days already, it's nicer. Now they're going to talk about live animals. This Mishnah is talking about live animals. Behemoth, the Nimsis Yerushalayim, Amigdal Eder. If you found a behemoth in Yerushalayim, or even from Yerushalayim until the city called Migdal Eder, which could be 11 kilometers around Erech from Yerushalayim, Ukimidasel Choruach, in every direction, that many kilometers, the halach is that you assume that it's a carbon. Because roi behemoth in Yerushalayim are carbonics. So therefore, Dr. Mishnah, if you find zecharim, then they're oilers. Because usually zecharim are oilers. The halach is that an oiler has to be dafka zachar. A shlomim can be brought either in a keva or a zachar. And we'll handle the Gemara, why you're not worried maybe a shlomim. The Gemara will talk about it. But like upon him, zecharim we're saying is oilers, and the keva is zivche shlomim. And Pasuk Shana Mishnah would mean I take the Zohar and I makaver as oila. The Nekeva, I makaver as Zivchei Shlomim. That's what I could do. Because I'm assuming that it's for sure a oila or it's for sure Zivchei Shlomim. And it's not that the Zohar could be a Shlomim. That's what Mishnah sounds like. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not a tzad. Haroyal of Psochem. What? I know, but you can't. If somebody's Muktish Shlomim already, I can't bring it for oila because you're not bring the Basa on. So that's why the Gemara will discuss what you should do exactly. Rav Yehuda Eimer is not a tzad. Haroyu l'psachim, if it's a type of behemoth that's roy for psachim, so then the halacha is that you have to bring it for Pesach, koydim regalam yom. If it's 30 days within the yomtiv, that's when people stop being mafresh psachim. So within 30 days before the yomtiv already, you have to worry that maybe it's psachim according to Rav Yehuda. Now, every carbon needs the sachem. So now let's say you find this carbon and you bring it as a carbon. Now, okay, the carbon you'll bring to the Beis Mikdash, all it is tircha. But now you got to pay money already for nesachim. That's already, no, that I'm not doing already. So Rishayna, they used to make hayam avashkinim es maitzeha achu mei nesachah. By the beginning, when the guy came with the metziah, they forced him to bring your own nesachim. If you don't have money, we're going to take away your gold watch till you bring the nesachim. But what happened was, when someone saw a behemoth, he ran all the way. Because he didn't want to have to bring the single carbon, he had to, of course, the money. So, eskinu bezdin, shiyu nesachaha ba'im mishal tzibur. They masakin that the nesachim in such a case come mishal tzibur. And once we mentioned that the certain things that the tzibur, that the kupa of the tzibur supports, you know, the communal bank account supports it, we're going to give other examples of things in the Beis Mikdash where the kupa paid for it. Amrav Shimon, Zayin Dvar Meskinu Bezdin, there were seven things that Bezdin was masakin that they'll pay for, v'zeh echemem. This is one of the cases by someone finds a metzia, a behema, he doesn't have to pay for nesachim, the tzibur will take care of paying for nesachim. Case number two, Nachri Shashalach Ay Lassu B'yas Yom. If a Nachri sent the carbon, no, Nachri is allowed to send the carbon, non-Jew. He sent the carbon to Yom. B'yas Yom just lived Africa. That's usually where the Nachri were in those days because Yerushalayim was full of Eden, full of Jews. So Nachri Shashalach Ay Lassu B'yas Yom. Shalachim on Asachim, he sends with an Asachim. Crave Mishloi. Then you use his Asachim, give out. Which means, obviously, they speak out, means the money. He sent money. He didn't send Mamish Asachim because he sends the actual flour and wine, and worried it became Tomei. But flour and wine becomes tamay, and oil becomes tamay. So it means money for nesachim. If you send money for nesachim, you use his money. But Lavi was misinformed. He didn't know you have to bring nesachim. Crave Mishal Tzibur. We don't start running after the guy for the money. We'll just pay for Mishal Tzibur. We don't want to cause eva between Klai Yisrael and the guy. That's case number two. Case number three. V'chein ger shemes, a ger who dog and a yarshim. V'niach zvachim, leftover animals which were set aside for carbon. Now, there's no other money. Why? He's a ger dog without kreitim. So what happens is, when he dies, all stuff become hefker. Whoever wants can take it. So there's nothing that's meshubed to the carbon. So the kabbanos go to carbon. Who pays for nesachim? So im yashloi nesachim, if you put aside money for nesachim, also kreitim mishloi, uses money. Lav, kreitim mishal tzibur, use the tzibur money. That means, but if he still has stuff that no one was kind of yet, you'll use that also. But if he has, we're talking about his dog about Yerushim and everyone else took his nechasim, so there is no money for nesachim, and therefore you crave Mishal Tzibur. So that was the third Tanai Bezdin. First one was the case of finding something, second was a guy, third was Ger Shemes. Now I'll do the fourth case. The Tanai Bezdin, who, Al Kain Gadol Shemes, the halacha is a Kohen Gadol brings every day a carbon chavitim, half in the morning, half in the evening. This carbon is, they fry it in oil, they bake it, and then they burn the whole thing on they make a kmitza, and they burn the whole thing on mezbech. It's called minchas chavitim. The halacha is that, let's say he dies in the morning, or he dies, if he dies, now, until they appoint a Kohen Gadol, they have to bring a chavitim every day. Who pays for that? So it's b'chalikas in this Mishnah. But tonight, Bezdenu, the Fidus Maniyam, the Fear of Shimon, the fourth tonight, Bezden, Al Kangal Shemes, Shetahemu Nochasai, Minchasa, which is Minchas Chavitim, Kraven Mishal Tzibur. They're going to bring every day the Minchas Chavitim from the Tzibur's money, Tzibur's coffers. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Mishal Yarshim, his own Yarshim got to pay for it. Even though they're not Kanye Hanum Gedarim, they have to pay for it. And the Mishnah says further, that the Kuliyama, Vishlema is a Kreva. In any case, if the Kohen Gadol is not alive and the Tzibur is bringing it, or the Yarshim are bringing it, either way, it's brought Shlema. They don't bring half of the morning, half of the evening. They bring it all at one Isaran at one time. They don't bring Chatzi Isaran in the morning, Chatzi Isaran in the evening. They bring one Isaran at one time. So that's rate four. Now I'm going to go to the last three. Ala Melech, Ala Eitzim, Shukam, Reis Mehem. There's no takana that the salt and the Eitzim that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol use it for their own food. For example, when they eat Chatoyis, the Hashamais, when they want to eat it, they need firewood to bake it on, to roast it on, and they need salt. You can't eat without salt. You need it for the dam or just for the taste. So the Masakin, that they are allowed to use it. The Kohen Gadol allowed to use it. And the last one is Bala Para. I don't know, maybe it's the second last one of Shalom, Melech Eitzim Awan. But either way, Vala Parah, Shaloye Moilim Ba'afra, they made a Takana on Parah Aduma, that there's no Me'ilah on the Afer. We'll see in the Gemara on the Chavav a little more discussion on this, but the Parah Aduma Afer, the ashes Parah Aduma, there's no Me'ilah on it. Vala Kinim Ha'Pasula Shibayish Shal Sibur. And let's say one of the Kanim that they put money, everyone put money into a Kupa, now they're buying Kabanis, and one of the birds, Apostle. So Allah is, they replace it with Shal Tzibur. Rabbi Yisrael, which we learned the other day, Rabbi Yisrael from Sapik as a kinim, Sapik is a psulas. It's the person, the vendor, who's giving the birds, he has to pay for that loss, and he has to supply the psulos. So it's like that Mishnah, but upon him here we have the seven things, and fear of Shimon, there are seven things. What are they? They're the case of the Nesachim of Amitzia, there's Nachri of Nesachim, there's the Ger Shemes Nesachim, there's the Kohen Gadol Shemes, there's Melach, there's Eitzim, there's Para, and there's psulos, Kinem Psulos, which is really eight. You have to figure out the cheshbon of which one is not counted, but kuri melech and eitzim are considered one, and that's the seven things according to Rav Shimon. There's some machlekes and Rav Yosi Yehuda who argue on this. So the Gemara writes, the Gemara first discussed the first line in the Mishnah that says that zecharim you bring arleis and the keves bring zivchei shlam. So Gemara is bothered by that lechayra a zachar can be a shlam also. So why are we saying arleis? So Rav Yosi Rava says you're right. Ama lovai b'demeim shanu. What you do is you take money enough for two animals, for oila and for shlamim. And you say, this animal here, if it's an oila, so it's going to be going on this money. If it's a shlamim, I'm going on all the money. I take both the money, I buy an oila and a shlamim, and this way I cover everything that I have to do. Masha, if it's in a cave, I only have to do it for shlamim. I don't have to do it for oila and shlamim. Omli Rav Yechanan, there's a problem here. How do you be paida a behema that doesn't have a mum? Do you tell someone to be moil v'kachim, which means you can't do chilul on something that's tamim, that's not a bamum? So Gemara answers, what's a rive? Rive is charam oil, let's bring an oil. Rive keva is zibchishlamim. So he's arguing. He says, you know what? You bring itself for a carbon oil. Afraid to Gemara, but that's not true. Heck, you say that Rav is Charm Oilers. Where are you getting these statistics from? Lamaisa, it's a good chance it's in a cave. It's Shlom. So, for the Gemara, I have a different idea. Keitzeru Oisa, Maitzia and Lechulin, you attack a weight that it gets a mum. And it goes Lechulin. Vechaza va Oisa Oisam, then you put it onto Oilers. You put it onto Oilers and Shlom, and both of them. And you bring two. But you have to take away to get some mum. So that's Mahalak number one, our Mishnah, which is a great, the Chiddush, that really you have to bring two behemoths. I saw someone ask the Kasha that you're worried about the person bringing the Sachem, like, yeah, but now he's to bring two behemoths. It's even a bigger Kasha, and they don't answer the Kasha. It's a very straight Kasha, very straight Pshad. He says what it means bringing oilers means you make to get some mum, and you point it onto two monies, like on one of Shach, like a Safik. If it's oil, it goes on this money. If it's a Shlom, it goes on that money. And the other one will be in a Dava, and you bring two animals. That's the Mahalach, according to the first Ma'ad Yama, how to cover, to find a Zachar, a male animal. The moral have a different Mahalach. Or Rav Zira, a different Mahalach. Command out on Talmud, just like you say, Tanayu Bezin Allah Maisrais, so you say, Shekiv Oilais, just like you say, that Maisr Achatas, Maisr Oilah, the Loch is, you Makarit Oilah. The same thing is, there's a Tanai Bezdin, or something gets lost, it becomes the Oila. Bezdin has a power to make a Tanai Bezdin that in the Hektish alone, that it's built in, that if it gets lost, it's the Oila. And therefore, even if it was a Shlomim, if it gets lost, it turns into Oila. And therefore, it's not Shred the whole Kasha. You'll bring the carbon itself for Oila, it's a Shlomim? No, it's a Tanai Bezdin. Atmar of Hachi Tanai Bezdin, Allah Vudas, you carve Oilas. Omra Vishri, Yaku, Vacha, Ainza, Mazid. Is that right to do such a thing? It by a meiser, it was one thing, but here it's mamash shlom turning into oila. I'm like, yeah, mekimun shu tanai bezdin ends amazed. Since it's tanai bezdin, there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's not like there's anything wrong. Since it was the tanai bezdin, I am even on the side of the shlom, I'm allowed to lehed you say that now it's oila because it's built in as a tanai bezdin, and therefore it's not a problem.